This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Thousands of Italian protesters, angry over new restrictions to control the spread of coronavirus, clashed with police in Milan, Turin, and Naples on Monday, following weekend demonstrations that saw violence in Italy. Crowds ranging in size from several hundred to several thousand took to the streets again on Monday evening. In Milan, several trams were vandalized and bins were set on fire, while anti-riot police fired tear gas at groups of young people throwing glass bottles and other projectiles. Similar scenes took place in neighboring Turin and in southern Naples. These scenes of unrest came after Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte ordered restaurants and bars to shut after 6 p.m., while theaters, cinemas, and gyms were ordered closed for the next month. The violence in Italy, which imposed one of the toughest lockdowns in the first wave of infections in March and April, is likely to reverberate around Europe, where governments are weighing the need for tougher measures against the fatigue and frustration felt by many Europeans over the coronavirus. The German city of Nuremberg has canceled its world-renowned Christmas market over the soaring coronavirus cases. That's from German officials on Monday. The World Health Organization on Monday once again warned nations against politicizing the COVID-19 pandemic. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it has led to confusion and disrespect for science and made the pandemic worse. At a briefing Monday, Tedros said last week they had the highest number of COVID-19 cases reported since the pandemic began. A recent rise in hospitalizations has filled intensive care units and hospitals in Europe and in North America. Tedros said countries that have followed science have suppressed the virus and minimized deaths. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has not given up on the fight against the coronavirus despite criticism from his Democratic election opponent Joe Biden that his administration has, quote, waved the white flag of defeat. Speaking to reporters on the tarmac at an airport in Allentown just before the first of the three rallies he held on Monday in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, President Trump said Biden is waving the white flag on life. Biden on Saturday held two drive-in rallies in Pennsylvania, adhering to social distancing restrictions. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said on CNN Sunday that the United States is not going to control the coronavirus pandemic. He said we are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigations because it is a contagious virus, just like the flu. The Biden campaign released a statement soon afterwards saying, quote, this wasn't a slip by Meadows. It was a candid acknowledgement of what President Trump's strategy has clearly been from the beginning of this crisis, to wave the white flag of defeat and hope that by ignoring it, the virus would simply go away. The statement added, it hasn't and it won't. Five of the vice president's closest aides, including his chief of staff, Mark Short, have tested positive for COVID-19 in recent days. Vice President Michael Pence is still testing negative. The United States said Monday it had conducted an airstrike in central Afghanistan, killing at least five Taliban insurgents. A military spokesperson explained in a tweet the overnight action in Nurk District in Wardak province was taken to defend Afghan security forces in line with a February deal between the United States and the Taliban aimed at ending nearly two decades of war. The spokesman said, we reject the allegations of violating the agreement and of killing innocent Afghans. War monitors say an airstrike on a rebel training camp in northwestern Syria on Monday killed more than 50 Turkish-backed fighters and wounded at least 90. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, put the number killed at 78. A Syrian opposition spokesman had the number of fatalities closer to 50. The observatory, along with Syrian opposition groups, say the airstrike was carried out by Russia, a Syrian government ally. The strike targeted a military training camp for one of Syria's largest opposition groups in northwestern Idlib province, the last rebel enclave in Syria.
One moment.
Via remote, this is Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.
We'll be right back.